Excellencies, distinguished delegates and colleagues. On behalf of Interpol, it is my great pleasure to be here today and to offer our contribution to the 9th Review Conference of the Biological Weapons Convention, and by bringing the law enforcement perspective and experience to these discussions. First of all, I would like to congratulate you, Ambassador Bencini, on your appointment to this important role. We pledged our full support and wish you every success in your endeavors. Mr. President, in recent years, and certainly during the COVID-19 pandemic, we have witnessed firsthand how health emergencies can quickly disrupt all levels of society, economy, and national institutions. Moreover, fast advances in biotechnology and life sciences and their inherent dual-use nature are now making it all the more possible for malicious actors, including terrorist groups, to produce and use biological weapons. This heightened awareness compels us even more to firmly address the threat of bioterrorism. Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, law enforcement plays a crucial role in supporting disease surveillance efforts as well as biological incident response and investigations. In support to Article 7 of the Convention, Interpol, specifically our Bioterrorism Prevention Unit, assists law enforcement agencies with the prevention, preparedness, and response to biological incidents, whether of a natural, accidental, or deliberate origin by non-state actors. This is done through information sharing, capacity building and training, and investigative support to Interpol member countries. I would particularly like to mention our efforts in raising national awareness of the challenges posed by the global trade of dual-use commodities, which is of relevance to Article 3 of the Convention. More specifically, Interpol offers trainings on how to conduct trade analysis, including through the use of the darknet, to uncover illicit procurement of biological agents and related equipment. Furthermore, relevant to Article 4 of the Convention, I would like to stress the need for effective law enforcement capabilities to monitor suspicious activities as a means to prevent the production or acquisition of biological agents on national soil. To support our membership, our Bioterrorism Prevention Unit is working on finalizing the development of a specialized platform called BioTracker. BioTracker is a dedicated data repository which will facilitate data sharing, processing, and cross-checking, and allow Interpol member countries to more effectively assess biological threats and provide early warning notifications, as well as strategic and operational criminal intelligence analysis. Operational next year, this platform will represent an important tool to strengthen multilateral cooperation and assistance in support to Article 7 of the Convention. The United Nations General Assembly Resolution A77L20 on the cooperation between the United Nations and Interpol, adopted just last week, encourages member states to make full use of BioTracker to exchange information on biological incidents. You will find more information about the BioTracker platform in our dedicated brochure. We will leave a few copies at the back of this room, so feel free to collect one on your way out, or approach us directly if you have any question. Mr. President, as bioterrorism has the power to threaten so many aspects of our lives, starting from a possible direct impact on human health, of course, and stretching to crops and water contamination, food security, and animal health, we at Interpol firmly believe in an interagency approach to ensure a specialized line of attack from multiple angles. And I would like to take this opportunity to thank our implementing partners, the World Organization for Animal Health, the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, the World Health Organization, and the World Customs Organization, among others, for their continued support and cooperation with Interpol. Together, we have managed to create a link between law enforcement and all the other relevant sectors to enhance our collective safety and security. Notably, in March this year, Interpol and WOHA signed a Memorandum of Understanding which formalizes and strengthens our cooperation, particularly with regard to information sharing and joint capacity building on biological incidents involving animal and zoonotic pathogens. Additionally, the already mentioned UN General Assembly resolution calls for the strengthening of the relationship between the health and security sectors, in particular with the World Health Organization. We very much look forward to formalizing our long-standing partnership in the near future. Lastly, none of our work would be possible without the financial contribution of our member countries, and I would like to express here my sincere gratitude and appreciation to the Global Partnership Against the Spread of Weapons of Mass Destruction. Mr. President and esteemed colleagues, in line with our consistent support to the implementation of the Convention, I would like to reiterate once more Interpol's readiness to assist states' parties as well as other relevant entities to this effect. I wish you all a successful and fruitful review conference. I thank you.
Thank you for your